All right, we're back. This is Who's Talking, Frank Maloney and Jim Hobgood. In moments, we're going to have UVA head lacrosse coach Dom Starcher with us. Only his 21st year as being at the helm of the lacrosse program at UVA, and kind of remarkable. Four NCAA titles, reached the Final Four 13 times. Won more games than any other coach in ACC history. And for that matter, that's 240 wins, by the way, since coming to Charlottesville in 1993. Let's see here. He's coached 316 games. And that's just at UVA. He coached at Brown prior to that for 10 seasons. So pretty unbelievable. He now is record-setting all-time winningest coach in big-time lacrosse. One of my favorite people in Charlottesville. Hard to pick folks. I mean, you know, when you've got coaches like O'Connor and London and Brian Boland and, you know, Craig Littlepage and people like that. But
I think you're right. Dom is just generally liked by everybody over at the athletic department, and you're also correct in that he's just done a terrific job over an extended period of time. I think that's a lot of times that's the way you judge people in athletics. It's consistency, not necessarily that you've had one good year, but you do it year in, year out, and certainly Dom Starcher has done that at UVA.
Well, he has an excellent staff. Mark Van Arsdale, sort of his right-hand man, if you will, associate head coach. Tim McDermott is a volunteer. John Walker, an assistant coach. And Peter Krawczyk, operations assistant. I mean, they do a great job. And they've got a wonderful facility. Klöckner Stadium for a lacrosse game. And with Drexel coming to Charlottesville this Saturday for a 1 p.m. game, what a great opportunity. If the weather is decent, what the heck? Come on up and catch the lacrosse team. And, you know, there's a lot of changes this year. Steele Stanwyck is no longer part of the lineup.
I noticed some of those preseason All-American folks were midfield and defense. We're not necessarily attack guys, so
Chris Bocklet and Steele have graduated. Rob Fortunato, the goalie, graduated. So coach has got to rebuild the team a little bit. We're going to get him on the line here in just a few moments. I know he's probably wrapping up practice. And
always good to have a quality guy between the pipes, as they say.
Well, it's interesting. Got some new blood back there. I've got a guy named Marino, who's supposed to be a big deal. Dan Marino, no less.
Marino.
I guess maybe this is little Dan. Little Dan. And you've got a sophomore, Rody Heller. Between the two of them, they're going to be filling in. You've got senior Chris LaPierre, who's sort of the do-everything, do-it-all, from face-offs to long stick to short stick to anybody's stick, midfield. He's a solo captain this year. First time ever in Starcher's history as
just
head
one,
coach.
One guy, huh?
One guy. They didn't need two or three guys walking out to midfield for shaking hands and all that good stuff. But very excited about that.
Well, I think we got the head coach on the line if you're ready to go.
Coach, are you there?
I am here.
All right, great. I hope we didn't interrupt anything. We're just giving you all the accolades we could think of.
Well, you're awfully kind. I just ran off the we just finished practice, and we're down in the weight room, getting ready for our first game.
Well, it's exciting. You've got Drexel coming to Klöckner Stadium this Saturday at 1 o'clock, and what should Cavalier fans expect, particularly early game like this, kicking off the season?
Well, all these different teams, we're all trying to kind of figure out who we are a little bit. So we may look a little different now than we will, a month or two from now, which is fine. At the same time, what people are going to see is that there are some new rules in the game that people are trying to make the game be a little faster, take some of the dead time out of the game. And we're one of the teams that I think is going to try to take advantage of those rules. The rule changes, if you have midfielders and you're willing to leave them in the game, then I think you're going to be able to get up and down the field a little bit more than in recent years. And I think that these changes suit both our personnel and our personality a little bit. So I'm hopeful that you'll see a little faster game. you'll see a team, we graduated Steele Stanwyck and Chris Bachler, which is a lot off the attack, and so we've got a younger attack that's going to be finding their way, but I think we have some experience and athleticism in the middle of the field, and hopefully we'll be able to take advantage of that. So, so like I say, it'll be a little bit of a different Virginia team, but I think we'll be exciting. I think we'll be fun to watch, and we'll continue to grow as the season goes on.
You know, Coach, and we're speaking with Dom Starcher, UVA's head lacrosse coach. You've got some new players that you're filtering into the lineup this year, and almost rebuilding the team in some respects, but yet you still have some big-time stars in Chris LaPierre and Matt White and Harry Priebus and those guys, and there's a bunch of other players, but talk a little bit about what type – I mean, isn't this team almost setting up to be more of a midfield-driven team this year as compared to recent years where it was all about getting control of the ball, getting it up to the half court, and then running your midfield sort of on and off the field as your attackmen sort of ran the offense?
Well, we've always been a team and a program that has been sort of attack-driven. I don't make any bones about the fact that we've always looked for that quarterback to run the team. And when you have a player of Steele Stanwyck's caliber like we've had the last three or four years, there's a tendency to want to put the ball in his hands every time. And then back to 2011 when we won the championship, born of necessity and some other things, we went to Steele, and we did play a little bit slower version of the game, which I think carried over into 2012. Even though we're a team that traditionally has gone up and down the field, there was a tendency last year again to come down and look for Steele in every instance. So I understand why, I'm not being, I always laugh when I hear coaches talk about they lose a star player and they talk about being better without him. I would take Steele Stanwyck back in a heartbeat. But at the same time, I think we have an opportunity here to sort of get back to a little bit more of our roots, which is getting up and down the field. And I do think that we have the midfielders to do that. So there's no question that we're going to be new on the attack. You're exactly right. And we're going to be a team that's going to be driven a little bit more by the midfielders. It just happens to be, And so we're a program that graduates good players every year. But at the same time, you don't graduate Steele Stanwyck and then, Chris Bachler and Colin Briggs at the same time. So we are finding our way a little bit on offense, I think, early in the season. But hopefully we've got enough experience in the midfield and on defense that we'll be able to hold down the fort while the young offense gets their legs. But we're generally encouraged about our early season scrimmage work with what we've been able to do offensively. And hopefully, like I said, we'll be able to build from there.
It's interesting. I noticed that LaPierre is going to be a solo captain. First time ever in your history as coach at UVA. Talk a little bit about that leadership and so forth that's going to be required. And that's a lot for him to carry, particularly now that he's going to be doing more on the field, right?
No question, and we thought long and hard about the situation. I think he's a very unique young man. I think he has special skills and is suited to what this level of responsibility requires. Before we actually made this decision, I sat with Shocker a bit, and we talked, and we talked about whether or not he could do this and whether or not he could do it on his own. And I got a good senior group around him that we utilize regularly to help make decisions and keep things in check. So he's not out there all by himself. But at the same time, this is a very special kid. And he was anxious for this responsibility. And I just felt like he stood head and shoulders, amongst his peers. It sort of necessitated identifying him as such. So we feel pretty good about it. We just got to keep him in one piece now. So we have him, we have him at least, standing and being that role model for us.
Coach, and by the way, it's head coach Dom Starcher, lacrosse coach at the University of Virginia. This is Habbo. A couple of questions. Face-offs, you talk about responsibility in lacrosse. Face-offs are big. Who will be handling that responsibility? And I'm curious, we introduced you saying that you'd been doing this a long time. How if at all, has Dom Starcia changed over the years? So face-offs and changes in Dom Starcia as a head coach.
Well, face-offs, that's probably the easier one. We have Mick Parks coming back from a year ago. Mick probably took about a third of our face-offs last year as a freshman and kind of came out of nowhere, out of the Midwest, and really did a nice job for us. And so we feel pretty good about that. We've also got we work with a number of different guys facing off so that we can turn in a couple different directions if we need to make some changes there. So LaPierre and Ryan Tucker and Tyler German and Tanner Ottbright are all guys that will also take some face-offs. We'll have a different style, so hopefully we'll be able to match up and be athletic from the wings and be able to make some plays there. So we feel pretty good about that. We have some question marks going into the season. Face-offs is probably one of them, if no other reason than the fact that we are generally just unproven, if nothing else. And then in my own case, you change all the time. I think one of the reasons that I still enjoy doing this and look forward to going on the practice field every day I am willing to change and try different things and do some different things. Having some experience, probably some level of success, give me a little more freedom to be able to experiment a little bit, to not worry so much about, every win and loss, and make sure that the lessons are correct. For me, I was telling the players the other day, even I'm a little surprised at how much I look forward to going out every day. Clearly, able to recognize that I'm, closer to the end of my career than the beginning. I would just say that I don't see the end in sight because I enjoy this as much as I ever have. And I think as long as you're willing to change and try different things, I think that's probably the key to it as much as anything else.
Coach, speaking of change, you've got new goalies this year. You've got Dan Marino stepping into the pipes. He was a heralded high school star. And you've also got Rody Heller. And I'm hearing lots of positive things from the last two scrimmages about these young men. And how is this going to play out?
We've had a spirited competition in the cage. We sort of allowed ourselves the luxury of knowing that we weren't going to make a decision until early this week. We knew we were going to get through the two scrimmages, and unless someone stood on their head, that we're going to get through these two scrimmages before we had to decide. And we have played pretty good defense in the first two scrimmages. I don't know that we've been, we probably haven't been tested nearly like we will be as the season goes on. But both kids have stood up and done a nice job. They basically split these two scrimmages with Navy and Georgetown, and they've made the decision very difficult. So I would ask you to indulge me and give me another day or two. I've been in some situations. We were back probably 6 or 7 years ago, and we split Kip Turner and Bud Petit in some games. We're not inclined to go that way again. Chances are we're gonna pick our starter here in the next day or so, and let him run with it and see how it plays out. We do feel as if we had to make a change, that we feel pretty good about the other boy. Right now, again, so far, so good. Again, it's sort of like the question, the same thing, which is that if you said to me, geez, you got some questions in the goal, you have some questions facing off, you have questions on the attack, my response would be, I think that all those are fair questions. And we might feel pretty good about how it's going. But until we get into some of these different situations and see how these guys hold up, we're not going to know for sure.
All right, Coach, I got some friends who will kill me if I don't ask about Thompson Brown. He was a defensive end on the football team and has made the conversion over. I see he's wearing jersey number 40 for your defense. How's he doing? And talk a little bit about some of his teammates. I know McWilliams has been around forever and is really coming into his own. How does defense look this year?
Yeah. Defense has to be one of our strengths. I mean, I feel like with Scott McWilliams and Greg Danseglio and Tanner Ottenbright and Harry Priebus, that we've got experience. There are two short sticks, whether or not Shocker's playing there, and Bobby Hill and Blake Riley, that we feel pretty good about that. And so defensively, there's no question we need to hold down the fort while that younger, offensive group, that young attacks, does get their feet underneath them. But we feel pretty good about that. it's been fun. It's been a real joy having Thompson on the team. He's a terrific young guy, and he's got a lot of ground to make up. You know, sort of just being with us now and kind of getting up to speed. But he's a nice looking athlete, and he's got a great attitude. He's worked really hard, and I have a football background of my own, having played 3 years in college, and so I feel for Thompson and what he's gone through, and it's been a pleasure having him out there. And I'll tell you what, he'll be the first one off the bus. You know, at 6'5" and about 220, he's a good looking guy, I think he'll see dramatic improvement in his game as he works through the springtime, and I think I would advise fans to keep their eye out for him, especially later in the season.
All right, last question, Coach. Then we'll let you go. Your lacrosse schedule, as always, is always just unbelievable. You've got Drexel coming in this Saturday to Clockner at 1 p.m. You've got VMI. Then you're at Stony Brook. Stony Brook is always tough. You got Mount St. Mary's at home. Then you're up at the Carrier Dome to face Syracuse on March 1st. Vermont at home on the 5th. Then you play Cornell at home. Then you have Ohio State at home. Then you're playing Hopkins in the Konica Minolta Faceoff Classic up at M&T Bank Stadium. Maryland, Carolina at home. Duke away. How do you keep this team?
Are you trying to ruin my evening? Or what?
No, I'm trying to get you excited, Coach. You know you're excited about these games.
I am excited, but when you read them off like that, you're at this time of the year, you're standing there thinking to yourself, where are the wins on that schedule? You know, like I say, my job is to try to help the players take care of the first one. I've been trying to tell people, and our team especially, since the beginning of the season, is to just focus on Drexel and get ourselves ready for that one. We have this little mantra. I think you and I have talked about it, where we talk about no big games, and we try not to think about the Syracuses and the Hopkinses and the Marylands of the world, and just focus on the task at hand. And actually, to be honest with you, just try to enjoy today. Let's be a little better at the end of today, and let's not give one away here. So with a team like ours, especially each one of these games, each one of these scrimmages has been very important, because we need to continue to get better if we want to be the kind of team that we think with that might be possible. And I would tell you that I've been very pleased with things so far, and I do think that we have a chance. And if we can stay healthy, and particularly a couple of positions, and continue to work hard, that come April and May, that we still got a shot at as we start to look at the playoffs.
Well, that's exciting. Well, Coach Starcher, we enjoyed having you as always. We'd try to get you back towards the end of the season. And best of luck going up against Drexel this Saturday. And we'll try to remember to be just a little bit better each day, okay?
Well, thank you very much. It always reminds me that it's almost springtime when you guys call. And it's a pleasure to catch up. Thanks very much.
Take
care,
Good
luck,
John.
Coach. All right, we're going to go to our final break. We'll come back and we'll have a little Olympic news and talk a little bit about the basketball games this week and other things. So stay tuned. We'll be back after these messages.